Yeah. Nightmare.
Luke, great to meet you at last.
How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad. Enjoying the conference so far.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been chilled, I think.
Yeah, both in temperature and inside. It's definitely a cool environment to be with so many OGs and people that really kind of understand the ethos of crypto art as opposed to something that's like a more trade-oriented show. This is definitely about culture.
Yeah, totally. So you, I mean, do you want to explain what you do?
Sure. So I'm the community lead at Whale. I'm one of the co-founders as well. I help steward the vault and a lot of our initiatives that we have out in the broader, you know, macro NFT market, and do a lot of building within our own community. You know, we have a DAO that's pretty active right now and putting together proposals of cool stuff and just keeping people engaged in all things natively digital, because we play in a lot of different sandboxes, so to speak.
Yeah. That's Whale is this huge thing that became very big back in like 2020, 2021.
Right.
Was it 2020 it was founded?
2020, May 2020 came together, and kind of the pieces were coming together prior to that, but that's when it became official as a community. And you're right, it's cool because it's this amalgamation of so many different groups, whether it was the builders at the time, right shoulder to shoulder with the artists and the collectors, and even like people in other countries trying to understand how they can use social tokens and tokenization. So this mix made a very rich and robust culture where, you know, we're not really in one lane. We're able to embrace all aspects of Web3 and curate it and do it in a way that's meaningful for us.
Yeah. Well, can you, can you give it a sort of an update of where Whale is now? Because it's been a number of years. There's an enormous collection of like some of the rarest and most precious NFTs that exist.
Yes.
What's happened with the Whale community and the Whale Vault recently?
Sure. So, you know, we established our vault, and it's one of the most revered, like you mentioned. It'd be difficult for anyone to even attempt to match the breadth and the historic provenance of what we have is just incredible, right? Like, when one artist alone, pick one, Xcopy, Coldy, whatever, we have dozens of their early work. So, you know, it's an incredible value for us as a cultural kind of touch point for people that got involved in NFTs and stay involved in NFTs. But we've held that all the time. We basically diamond handed it through the cycle, because it wasn't just about the monetization of it for us. It was about all the other amazing things that you can do with that interactivity and that inference of social capital of, hey, this is cool to me and cool to you, so how can we leverage this in unique ways, right? So really expanding on that. So we've been doing that for a long time. Different iterations as the market's gone up and down. We've had a period where we were just really platforming artists and exhibiting a lot of them. At times we were focused on gaming primarily and the metaverse. And right now it's been kind of an interesting turn. The mission always was to take this incredible bundle of assets and put it into the hands of the community that was along for the ride with us.
Yeah.
You know, technology had to catch up with us because it just didn't have the mechanisms in place. I mean, look at what just happened not long ago with a Gnosis hack, right? Of all things, right? Where we used to keep things safe. But we were able to, just recently with advancements, actually decentralize the vault. So the Whale vault itself, which is incredible value, is now in the hands of several key holders. So there's not one point person making the decision. It's not just Whale Shark. It's a council of people that kind of steer the leadership. And those council members are steered in fact by our DAO, which now is a mechanism in place with Snapshot. So our social token, if you have one token, your vote counts, right? So we have no minimum on quorum. So people are putting all kinds of cool initiatives in place and really leveraging our liquidity, our vault, our assets, and doing cool stuff. For example, they just passed something with Gandhi, being able to take what we have in liquid to put loans out on pieces that we wouldn't mind acquiring at some point, like CryptoPunks, right? There's a lot of talk, hey, why doesn't Whale have CryptoPunks? Well, we've always been anti-PFP, but they're cultural milestones. So now there's a mechanism to do that, right? They're either gonna take liquidity from the vault to buy it or put out loans. And if it just ends up with yield, buy back the token, they continue doing this. So they're doing a lot of cool stuff that's not just focused on that aspect, but from culturally, what we want to represent. They're talking about a gallery presence for us, a physical presence for us in Manhattan. A lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool initiatives. We just did a sponsorship with the Pizza DAO. So the beautiful thing to see is not only is the power of this amazing collection and, you know, this brand that's so synonymous with the growth of NFTs in the hands of these people, but they're doing it and leveraging it with care that's been kind of synonymous with our community, right? Stewardship, crypto art culture, meaningful participation, and not just looking at the hyper financialization of it. So love to see it. Of course, we have a lot of fun along the way and bullshit, but you know, it's great to see that everything that we stood for has carried forward in our community and continues to be where at events like this.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's been a slow and careful, I suppose, approach towards decentralizing and making sure that it's done correctly and carefully to make sure that like mistakes aren't made. It's been like, it's a precious thing. Like, how do we actually put that into the community in a way that feels like we don't have to backtrack and go back in from another direction, or it's like a disaster happening? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's been so many DAOs or organizations where full control was given to, you know, community members, or bad actors could come in. So we wanted to make sure we matured as a community and were able to do it with mechanisms in place that would just be responsible along the way. And we're able to do that and not only leverage the power of our assets, but the power of our cultural nuance. You know, what we have always held firm for beliefs on what should happen in the space, and you know, how people should act, what we should collect, and how we should do it meaningfully. And so we're able to do all of that, and also, you know, leverage the power of the brand, of what Whale has represented, of our culture, in addition to all the assets. So it's really cool to see, and I'm excited because we're just at the beginning of what the possibilities are, right? Like, our DAO was very active, went through a little bit of a hibernation period where we were trying to make sure everything was secure, but now they're stretching their legs. Like, some of the conversations on there, they're ready to get off and running, right? Yeah. So it's moving fast, but it's fun. So love to see everybody coming in and feeling like they can participate regardless of what level they're at, right? They hold one whale, or they hold, like, you know, a stash that they've accumulated over time. Their voice is heard. Everybody's voice is heard in those community chats, and there's a lot of cool different perspectives. So I enjoy being part of it, and I always have, and that's why we're here. We're just passionate about all of the amazing things that this space, this cultural movement, allows us to do. And I feel, honestly, like, we're blessed to be in a position to make an imprint on the cultural tapestry that's being weaved.
Yeah, well, it's also a great opportunity for people coming in who've got an idea, like the New York, isn't it? The live gallery presence for Whale. Like, that's a community member coming in and saying, like, let's have some physical presence in New York in a certain time. Like, that's open to people to just get stuck in, and like, the idea can be anything, right?
Right.
It comes in. If it's a good idea, it's going to be accepted and move forward.
Yeah, and there's different iterations of it, right? Like, maybe it doesn't work exactly the first time, or maybe people want to add stuff to it, but the possibilities are endless. And to finally have that come to fruition and be in people's hands, it's exciting, because there's so many different perspectives that I know we're going to run in a lot of directions and make a big impact. So I'm excited for the second half of this year. It's already been like, it's been like, they stepped on the gas. There's been a little bit of a bracing myself now as it started to go. But now I'm ready, man. I'm ready to move quick.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for explaining it all so eloquently.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you and everyone else the rest of the show. And thanks for taking some time.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good one.